recording the sermons is nothing new, because Don's sermons have been recorded for quite a while. And so I never really thought about using that as going back and listening a second time or third time if I wanted to. I always looked at it as if I was out of town or if I missed it, then I'd go back and listen to it again. But since we've been on this COVID routine, that's been the only way we could listen to a sermon for a while. And so I got used to the listening because that's the only way I was going to be able to listen to it. And then I found that I would go back and listen a second time because the second time through I would pick up things and I had thought about it. Likewise with the podcast, because that's how we were doing the sermon, I found that I was listening to the podcast and maybe going back and listening to it again because of the perspectives that people that were part of the podcast were bringing it in. The way I've been doing it, though, is I ride my bike during the week, try to ride for about an hour a day, and I'll just pop the podcast on. And I'm not distracted by anything else. I'm just listening as I ride along. It gives me time to think about it. And if you're not doing it, I'd really highly suggest it. Don's been on a roll here, and the things that he's talking about, I really don't think I could grasp if I was just listening, maybe taking a few notes. But there's nothing like being able to go back and hear it again, because I'm catching things a second time through, maybe a third time through. So if you're not doing that, highly recommend, try this podcast. It's not as hard as it seems. I'm in my 60s and I'm figuring it out. So this is a great tool that we have available to ponder on the things, the deeper things of God's Word. I mean, we pick up stuff from the sermon, but then you've already thought about it a little bit more. You go back, you listen again. Now you're going a little bit further, a little bit deeper. And I think it's important for us because it's going to build your faith. It's going to build your faith in the Lord.